South Dakota Water Management Board is hearing three more days of arguments for and against water use for the Keystone XL pipeline project. Those hearings start on Tuesday, October 29th in Pierre. Permit requests come from TC Energy, formerly TransCanada, and from landowners who will host pipe yards and worker camps. 2 days of hearings have already been held earlier this month. This second round is scheduled to last through Thursday. South Dakota law sets up criteria for granting water use permits. There is likely enough unappropriated water available, the proposed diversion won't unlawfully impair existing rights, and the proposed use is beneficial and serves a public interest. In the first 2 days of the water hearings, DENR engineer Mark Rath said he recommended that the permits be granted because his studies showed the quantity of water exists, including in the White River. Rath agreed that he also had the obligation to make sure water was not already being appropriated by communities that rely on it, and other consumers' rights to it are not violated. Those concerns led to questions from Peter Capicella, the attorney representing the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and the Great Plains Tribal Water Alliance.
Are you aware that there are Rosebud tribal lands and tribal communities in Millette and Tripp counties today?
Yes.
Are you aware that there are thousands of acres of Rosebud tribal and allotted lands today that abut the White River in the area of the point of diversion?
I don't know that.
Are you aware that there are Rosebud tribal communities in Tripp County in close proximity to the White River? Current day tribal communities?
No.
Still to be answered in these hearings is whether tribes have first rights to the water under the Winters Doctrine. TC Energy, through its objections, has indicated those rights don't exist if the tribes have not established and documented a baseline quantification for water use. Before this second round of hearings, TC Energy asked for testimony to be streamlined and for assurances the hearings will conclude on October 31st. But hearing examiner Rodney Freeman denied the request, saying if the issues are not resolved, the board will schedule additional hearing days as necessary. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.